Yo, what the fuck it is, what it ain't. Sorry for the long hiatus, but a nigga has been doing a lot of shit. I mean, not like a lot of shit, but I've been doing a lot of shit. So the reason why, I'm gonna try to keep this one short and sweet. We're gonna get right to the point. The reason why I'm making this podcast is Bitcoin SV. That shit cheap and that shit going hard. I don't know if that's what my mans on Twitter, Gary the Numbers Guy, was talking about. Shout to that nigga, GG33 for life. I don't know if that motherfucker been, like, paying attention to this shit subliminally, or, like, he just was tapped in, because that man got inside information, like, not like that, like, it's illegal or no crazy ass shit, but I don't know, my man just be, he know he can read the future through numbers and shit. The dude, I don't know, the nigga weird, but at the same time, not weird, like, the nigga a gangster too, I ain't gonna lie, but whole time, bro, whole time that shit don't got nothing to do with this. I'm saying that, I don't know. He said something at one point, like Bitcoin was about to crash and the other crypto is cheap. I don't know what his definition of cheap is, so I never like looked into that. I just been buying a lot of different cryptos, like quote unquote dollar cost averaging them shits. Like whenever I feel like I got a little bread, I just go ahead and throw a little something in there, even if it's just some change, because hey, that shit add up to a couple of dollars over a couple of days, and then over the next thing you know, shit, you got $5 worth of this coin and that shit go up some. Cause see, the shit so volatile that you really could get you some money in this shit. This is a crazy day. It's like gambling, but man, anyway. Point being, again, is that with Bitcoin SV, that shit just gained like $100 or $200 in a year. No, it was $100 in a day, maybe $200 in a day yesterday, this week. And I want to say, like, over the... It started out at, like, $60. It was a new coin. And now it's at, like, $200. And if you look at the other Bitcoin, like I said, it's just at $8,000. And most of the other coins are around, like, $200. So if it, you know, like, peaks out here, then that would be different. But this shit has only been out for you. Oh, man. I tell you every time when I'm driving, these motherfuckers be scaring the shit out of me. It's a fucking Mack truck. Don't want to let me on the interstate. Bitch-ass niggas want to play. It ain't a Mack truck. It's a Ford truck. But still, they're holding it. It don't even much matter. Whole time, what I am saying is that right now, Bitcoin SV is a key player in this game to watch. And I want to be documented for talking my shit. Yes, sir. I don't know what the fuck right they've been doing, but I was right about that. Not, like, super right, but I know, nigga, boy, they had, like, a 90 or 900%. They had a nice little surge, and I tweeted about that shit. And I retweeted my motherfucking podcast. Go with my OG, Gary B. Say, document, don't create. So I'm just talking my shit about my regular little shit that I've been doing. All my other, I need my weed stocks to go back up. All my other picks have been decent though. But again, weed is a new thing. That shit just got legalized last year. And yo, they say everybody that picks stock has like, oh no, nah, these niggas tripping. Man, just did some weird shit. But anyway, oh man, I wish y'all could have seen this. This might need to be a vlog or something. Turn my anchor shit into a vlog. But what I'm saying, again, is that there was something about, I don't know who said it, but I was reading somewhere one time, and it was even an Instagram post about it. There's like, when you sell a stock too fast and it's like you regret it. My one stock like that I have is AMD. I bought that shit at maybe $24. No, I don't know. It was like $26, $24, something like that. And I sold it at less than I bought it for because I was scared that too much of my money had gone into a single individual stock, which is like, okay, now looking back, I own Kraft Heinz, which is an individual stock. It's worth like $30. So it's like, it was the same decision making process, mind you, but I should have kept AMD over Kraft Heinz any day of the week. But what I'm saying is that at the time, it didn't feel like the right decision to make. So I sold it the same day or the same week that I bought that shit. I was like, nah, I ain't fucking with this decision. This don't sit right with me. So I sold it. And now that shit is sitting at a pretty penny and poised to double again. It was probably like $40-something right now. I can't even call it. And it's looking like it ain't on no real, like, it's no real reason why that shit would stop going up. So that makes me happy that I have good instincts towards doing certain things. But at the same time, they do say you gotta take your emotions out of fucking picking stocks. You just gotta be willing to wait. So I ain't selling a weed stock at all. That's why I was going with that, is that I want my weed stocks to do better. But shit, this shit is a new industry. And if I got them, I'm making money. My whole portfolio is making money. And if, like, I'm losing a lot of money on weed stocks. And if I lose supposedly like I don't know. If I make, I amend that. I should have said if I make any money, even if I lose less money, that's what I think where I was going with that. Is if I lose less money than I'm losing now, my shit'll just go higher. I don't, because I'm losing so much money on these fucking things. Because I bought Aurora Cannabis when it was maybe like, I don't even want to tell you, I don't even remember how much. But I even dollar cost, my average for that is like $6. And they're at like a dollar, if that, right now. They're fucked up. But whole time, my point being with that is that all I gotta do is get them niggas, all they gotta do, I'm sorry, is go up to maybe, oh yeah, this bus opened up the doors, they trying to get hit. I would have sued them bitches. City gonna give me a check. But nah, because we in the middle of the fucking street, it'd be different if it was something else. They ain't even got the stop sign up. But what I'm saying is, the fuck, what was I saying? Oh, shit. Lost my little train of thought because of fuss. Oh, because if they just go up a little bit, because I got the ETF and I got, like, individual weed stocks. So, I need, if they go up a little bit, my whole shit will just go up substantially, is what I'm trying to say. I just need a peace, a prayer, and a blessing. One day, I mean, because shit, we had like a baby rally the other day, and boy, did that shit move my numbers. Just an inch or two, but boy, my shit moved. That's all I needed. And now I'm having a run. My shit back in the green. My shit was in the red maybe like a month ago, 2 months ago. I don't know. But my shit, man, we green now. So shit, again, you got to take your emotions out of this shit. You got to be willing to wait, and you got to like trust your instincts kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Trust that you've done research enough to the point that, okay, this is a good enough buy. And if you don't trust it after you've done the research, then fuck it, just don't. If you keep going back to it, then maybe there's something there. But don't keep like debating yourself. If you've already done the research, motherfuckers ain't fucking with it, it don't look like a good buy, then don't do it. And if you do buy it, then put it to the point where you can say, all right, this is just something I'm doing to see. Maybe, you know. But don't ever invest more than you could lose. You know what I'm saying? I'm becoming one of them niggas, bro. That's how you do it. You put some skin in the game. You lose a little bit. You win a little bit. And shit, next thing you know, you an OG. But yeah, all right. That was the point of this. I'm going to title it Stock Talk. What day is it? Stock Talk. I think it's like the 15th or the 14th. Yeah, the 15th. Right on time. But yeah, I'm about to put the Stock Talk 15. If you fucking with it, I fuck with you. If not, hey, don't mind me. I'm just doing my thing. Appreciate anybody who's listening, and more to come. I will try to post more, I promise. Thanks a lot.